Now, we've got racing today at Canberra. John Scores joins me. How are you, John?
Yeah, good, Sean. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone. Pretty overcast down here and a good bit of rain yesterday, Sean. And look, we've got a genuine heavy in the road. Look, still only a seven-race card, and it's knocked about a bit by scratching. But there's seven winners there, and the money's the same colour as here as anywhere else. So let's hope we've got a couple of them, Sean.
All right, and the first two, King Rattel, four Uprise, six Congenial Mistress, and nine Eliana Star out. Now, the favourite three, Scar Leo, 185, seven Inland Retreat, 230, 10 Sweet April Love, 950, then 12 or better.
Yeah, made it 7-3, 5-8. Really got his team flying, Kurt Goldman. And I did. Well, this had one trial and then went to a showcase maiden. Gee, its run was good too, Sean. It got back over the 1,000 and it just last little bit was very, very good. Now, we got no wet track form with most of these, but at least this is by Mossman. So if he's happy to run it, I'm happy to tip it on top. Obviously, Scar Leo's been good both his runs this time in. He's been well fancied also. And look, Talahina ran him down outran him there, should I say. The extra distance is going to suit him, and he's right in it. I don't think there's much between them, though. Five, War Ready. It was okay a couple of times last preparation. Again, we've got no heavy form for it, but a small field now. And eight gets the blinkers on sailing along. It's a little bit better than last couple. So 7-3, 5-8 the first, Sean.
One, the Doctor's Son. Three, Trust the Process. Eight, Fight the Need out of the second. Six, War Deck, 230. Five, First Lady, 340. Two, Gotta Love Trucks, 440. Four Pinch Passion, eight, and then double figures the other two.
Yeah, shame to see the scratchings out. I really like the look of this on paper. Look, got to go 6-5-2-7 now. Sean War Deck, never seen the heavy, but he's race fit, and that'll take him a long, long way, and he's in good form also. Look, they're taking that crossover off him. Hopefully they roll along. He might just relax pretty well now in this type of going, so I just like his form. A lot like about First Lady. Again, a very, very race-fit mare, and she's been good behind Temperate and War Deck last time at the mile. And I expect that she's going to back that up again here. She's got pretty handy, heavy track form. Two, Gotta Love Trucks is right back in grade. Normie Law, you don't see him bring them up here that often, and this is coming out of the Aubrey Cup. And seven, I threw in his best of the rest here in Boys Day Out. He can handle the ground. I don't know whether he can run the distance. 6-5-2-7 in race two, Sean.
Seven Tri Nations, nine Macy Test come out of the third. Six Renter Rock, 330. Three Out of Hand, 390. One Express Courier at 6-8. Fight the Need, 650. Four Your Knuckle Ship and Tensor Satin at seven. Then 12 along with the other two.
I can't go around Express Courier here, Sean. 1-6-5-4. Again, we haven't seen him on the heavy, but he's a fox wedge out of a more than ready mare, so I'm going to take a punt with him. Gee, come back. Well, both his runs have been rippers over 12, but he needed every inch of the 14 to get them down at Aubrey. And look, he was crying for the mile that day. He's on his home track. He gets the claim. Happy enough to be with him. Six, this big beer in a horse. He's another horse come back really well. Rent of Rock. He was good winning a maiden under duress, and then he went straight to a class three, and he was terrific behind Bezos and those type of horses. So back to class one, he's right in the race. Look, outside of them, five Casino Time. He could plug along okay here. That last run was okay, and I thought best of the rest was the four here, Sean. And Your Knuckle, she's got good heavy track form also. But look, interesting little race, 1-6-5-4.
Three Sheer Impulse, nine Grappers Girl, 12 Old Preve out of the fourth, 2-7 Seal, $2, one Full of Fire, 4, 5 Gambler's Quest at 5.50, 7 Fiskoa, 7, and then 13 or longer.
It looks the best bet of the day for me, 7 Seal, Sean. Going back over its replay, well, it's only had one race start. It was a terrific effort. 11-11 won the race, and gee, it covered some ground, and it didn't know too much about it. He gelded it straight away. And it's come back. And a few of the recent trials have been pretty handy, particularly with a bit of give in the ground as well. So he had a couple in. He scratched them and left this in. So that's a good enough guide for me. Gate one, who knows whether it's good or bad, but he just might be too good for them. Seven, I'll take a chance with this Saikawa. Rob Potters and Simon Miller was really good at the trials back in September. So it's a watch. If there's a penny for it, I'd really include it in everything. The top weight Full of Fire was good a couple of times last preparation. He's a an I Am Invincible horse. And look, you'll probably come back a little bit sharper for that last prep. And five goes in Gambler's Quest. I just think it might be a little bit too short for him, but he's got ability and a bit of soft form. But it might be just too good, this one, Seventh Seal. Two a special, 715, Sean.
All right, on to race five. And here the scratchings are 6 Farthing Wood, 7 Islands, 9 Revit Up Red Nut, 11 On The Take, 15 Wollangi and 16 Turbocharger, favourite 12 Eltham Palace, 220, 10 Nobody's Puppet at 5, 8 Powers Court, 7, 3 Gretzky, 850, and then $11 or longer.
Got to go it again, Eltham Palace, 12, 3, 8 and 10. She's cost the punters a couple of bob here and there, but look, to be fair to her, the form around her is very good. And the last time she saw heavy was first up, and she brained them at Nowra. Look, the former owner is quite strong. I don't know if I could go the chips in at 220 because I think there's a few with a chance around her, but she does deserve to be favourite, and I've got to be with her here. Look, 3 Gretzky's a little bit more like it from him last time, chasing Shores of Avalon. Look, he'd probably hope get to the right part of the track if there is one, and he's only got two places on the soft, and they've been in much better grade than this. Look, 8 Powers Court. You don't see Tim bring them up here that often. And its run in defeat last time was very, very good from an outside gate. And I think with Henny's claim again, it's going to be right in the race somewhere. And, of course, Nobody's Puppet. The mother, Glove Puppet, just throws swimmer. So she's been in good form and gets the claim. So I'd suggest for the quaddy, you have to put the top 4 in to be safe. Sean, 12, 3, 8 and 10.
Scratch 3, Heaven on Earth, 4, Safe Landing, 9, Whiskey and Diamonds, 10, Emerald Fortune, 13, Polyxena, 14, Nemeth, and 16, Trumbo. Out of the sixth event, the favourite 11, Terra Rain at 420, 12, Flora Bell is 440, 2, Peyton Place 480, 6, Black Wand 650, 7, Coeur d'Alene $7, 1, Bart 950, and then it's 10 or longer.
Yeah, it's open as the Sydney heads, even with the scratching. I landed on Flora Bell here, 12, 5, 11, and 6 for me, Sean. And hopefully got the winner in there because there's a couple of chances outside them. Flora Bell, look, I don't really know what to make of the Goulburn run. The form before was first class, and she's only seen the heavy once, and she won impressively that day. So I'll give her the tick in a race full of chances. I think the value in the race, she didn't even quote me a price, Bellagano, it's 1-for-1 on the heavy. And the day it won, it was a very wet track down at the Sapphire Coast. Look, just forget the Kembla run, it didn't suit it. But it's got a great chance here.
$10.
11. This is racing well. This one of Matt Dale's, he's really got a going good. Terra Rain, the last one at Goulburn, was pretty handy. Hasn't seen the heavy, but the soft form's strong. And look, 6 Black Wand is first up. And he's kept it in here, Kurt, which interests me. So, look, I'll throw it in for 4. Then you've got Bart, Peyton Place, Black, Coeur d'Alene, Prince Jacko. They would all have chances as well, Sean. So there's not many you can put the line through. 12, 5, 11 and 6 in the Federal is always a good race.
All right, 1 Azustic, 2 Better Than Thorn, 3 Avalantis, 5 Candy Bar, 7 Hadjack, 11 Roquette, 16 Kitty Kareen. The favourite 10 proposed to me, $1.65, 4 Flight Commander, $7.50, 6 Intercontinental, 9, 12 Gossip, 10, 8 Oz Street, 12 and then 13 or better.
Yeah, this is a different race now. I made it 10, 4, 12 and 8, Sean. I'll go with this. There wasn't one penny for it at Wagga. And gee, its win was good. It was wide. It got a little bit lost. But it put in some darn well big strides late in the piece to win at Wagga on debut. So it just might have enough ability to go back to back here. I'll go with it without a lot of confidence. 4, I threw in Flight Commander. Again, he went very ordinary at Albury, but his earlier form was okay, and he hasn't seen a heavy, but he's a command, and I think he's probably going to get through it okay by this stage. They'll be ploughing into it, I'd say. 12, Gossip. This will have a chance third up for Nat Jarvis, coming off that massive day she had at Sapphire, 4 winners. And look, again, I think this is nearly ready to go. The run behind Clergyman off 4 weeks, effectively second up, was pretty handy. And 8, Oz Street, I threw in. But look, tough race, 10, 4, 12 and 8. But the money's come for proposed to me, Sean.
What's your best there today, John?
Sean, I think very, very different day. I've done the tips on Wednesday and there was not a cloud in the sky. Now we're on an 8 and it'll be a genuine heavy 8 too. I thought race 4, 7th Seal for Peter and Paul Snow. As I mentioned, Well, they had at least Candy Bar in later on in the day, and they scratched it and kept this in. So I think it's here to break it stuck. Race 4, number 2, Seventh Seal. It's about even money, Sean. That'll do us.
Good on you, John. We'll talk to you in the whip round after 11 o'clock.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John. John Scorse, 25 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.